cathedrals, inside eyes without light, men standing like stone and women, already gone from yesterday. Then one night, by a dark river, I saw her hands silence the world. She was washing the night in a sheet of silence, like cleansing an ancient fault at the bottom of a Sunday forgotten. Her shoulders carried centuries of patience, and the water rose to her hips like an immense forgiveness. Her head in my chest, winters without windows, rusting pieces of love and maybe anger too. But she, without a word, turned the earth itself simply by placing her hands into the light. And I followed her into the fields of lavender, where men fall silent when women become vast. She walked ahead like crossing a dream, with something in each silence that lifts you up again. She knew the weight of baskets and souls, the wounds still hidden behind the grace of women. She spoke very little, but her gestures knew that a whole lifetime is needed to learn how to love. Then I saw honey flow between her fingers, like years themselves when fear has left the body. And suddenly I understood, before her open hands, that the greatest prayers are born in empty places. And I followed her ahead, without kingdom or chain, within her silences, the face of fountains. Oh, laundress, keeper of fire, how can one love without becoming ash a little? She said nothing, but the sky spoke through her. In her eyes there were villages, harvests, crossings, and the way she held a candle like a wounded heart, without letting it die, without trembling. Then I, who wanted to understand life, learned that maybe it is enough to stay close to the fire. And now the night may return again. I know the path that crosses through bodies. I know the slow peace of those who forgive, and the tiny flames that silence shapes. If men abandon themselves, let there remain your light inside someone's hands, like a flame
is given.